I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
The Final Edition Radio Hour is a work of satire intended for people who own books, gentrify neighborhoods, and say they like kale. Please consume responsibly, the satire, that is.
Hi, I'm Jeff Chrysler. Tony Hendra can't be here with us right now because he is in shock that this is the 5-year anniversary of the Final Edition Radio Hour. But can't believe it! We're not doing that right. Why not? Because you're terrible and you're ruining the moment. Fine, you do it! Look, it's been 5 years. We have 208 shows, close to 2,000 different sketches. It's been an amazing run. We've done incredible stuff and we owe everything to you, the listeners. By everything, I mean nothing, but that's not the point. This show today is going to be just 60 minutes of some of our favorite pieces. It doesn't even begin to cover the breadth and the depth and the amazing things we've done with incredible talent on both coasts, from our two albums, our Supreme Court thing, to these shows. So take a listen. If you're interested in more, please visit us at the Final Edition. Follow the links where you can hear us on iTunes and SoundCloud and all that. Please share. We're needed now more than ever. That's why Jeff... Tell him, shut up, fake Tony Hendra. Do me a favor. Sit back, relax, and enjoy this 5-year anniversary special edition of the Final Edition Radio Hour.
Hello, we are the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria. Some people call us ISIS.
But you shouldn't. You should call us the Islamic State, because we are all Muslims from now on.
Don't look at those other Muslims.
And whatever you do, don't call us ISIS.
And don't call us gay.
We are not gay.
We are proud kings of the entire Muslim world, no matter what the entire Muslim world says.
We are every Muslim united against the United States.
Except right now, we are all Muslims united against other Muslims.
But forget those other Muslims.
Especially the women. Yeah.
Just call us the entire Islamic State.
And don't call us the Islamic State of Abu and Rahman.
We are more than just two guys.
Two guys who hang out with each other and hate women and are not gay.
Don't call us gay.
Do not call us the gay Islamic State of two gay guys having the gay sex.
What we do is not sex. It is training.
Innocent, naked training.
So, to summarize, we are all Muslims, so do not believe all those other Muslims who say we are not.
And we are not repressed gay men who are cutting off the heads instead of masturbating each other.
Though we are also masturbating each other.
It is training.
Hello there, Bonnie Williams?
Yes, doctor, I'm Bonnie Williams.
You're here to terminate your pregnancy?
Yes, I am, doctor.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Bonnie, just relax. As you may be aware, before an abortion can be performed in this state, certain procedures must take place.
Yes, I understand.
You probably also know we are the last abortion clinic in the state that's still open, so naturally we take our responsibility very seriously.
I'm sure you do.
Okay, great. First, Bonnie, the state requires me to ask you this question. Why do you want to do such a terrible thing to your baby?
That's a rather inappropriate question, doctor, don't you think?
I'm sorry, Bonnie, but I'm not allowed to tell you what I think. However, state law demands that you explain why you want an abortion.
I'm not going to dignify that question with a response.
That's fine. I hear that all day long. Fortunately, the state has provided several possible answers. You just have to pick one. Is it A, I have a mental illness and should not be around small children? B, I'm afraid of becoming physically unattractive to my boyfriend? Or C, If I had to raise a child, I wouldn't be able to party.
Doctor, I'd really rather not have any of those responses on my medical record.
I understand completely. Why don't I just pick the one that I think it is? Okay.
Can we please do this now?
We're getting there, Bonnie. Now, I'm going to show you a picture, and I want you to look at it and tell me how it makes you feel.
This isn't an ultrasound of a fetus, is it?
No, Bonnie, it is not. This is just a photograph that state law requires you to look at. Relax, it's from People Magazine. What do you see?
It's a baby.
Do you notice anything special about the baby?
No, I don't know why you're showing it to me.
Fair enough. Okay, Bonnie, I'll explain. The reason I'm showing you the picture is this baby is so gosh darn cute. Isn't she?
Yeah. What's your point?
Well, Bonnie, my point is, state law requires you to consider the possibility that someday you will regret aborting a baby that's not even half that cute.
Doctor, I drove 1,100 miles to get to this clinic, and I'm missing 3 days of work, which I'm not getting paid for. So I would like you to do your job!
All right, Bonnie, it's just about that time. But before we proceed, I have to ask you once more. Do you still choose to terminate?
Absolutely, yes.
Fair enough. If you'll just sign and initial these forms that say the state did everything within its power to get you to change your mind, but you refuse to listen.
Thank you, doctor. Okay, so we're finally doing this, right?
Yes, we are, Bonnie. After the customary waiting period.
What? I have to come back in 24 hours?
No. Now it's a month.
A month? How do you live with yourself? You're a doctor! You're supposed to help people!
Well, that's not technically true.
You're not supposed to help people?
I'm not a doctor. I'm an actor playing a doctor.
Why are you even here?
Hey, you go where the work is, and none of the doctors would do it.
I want to talk to somebody in charge.
Sure thing. When you go out this door, get in the line of pregnant women that snakes around the block.
You know what, doctor? I'm just gonna get back in my car and drive until I find a clinic somewhere in the United States that will give me an abortion!
I hope you find what you're looking for, Bonnie. But if not, we'll see you on July 27th, if we're still open.
How come when it's us, it's an abortion, and when it's a chicken, it's an omelet?
If you spend most of your time quarantined, you know how hard it can be to find that special someone who shares your life-changing symptoms. Welcome to Weebola, the first and only dating service for those recently diagnosed with the Big E. Here at Weebola, we promise to match you with that perfect person who, like you, is sick and tired of the game and ready to lock themselves down with a soulmate who will make those knots in your stomach feel like butterflies. Here to share their testimony are Texas patients 4 and 7, together since September 2014.
When I first saw her picture, I could tell she was hot. And I was right. A perfect 105 degrees.
You'd think after 6 weeks the excitement would wear off, but every time I look into his deep red eyes, I get those same old chills running down my spine.
And every time I look at her, I just want to put my antibody into her antibody.
He kills me.
And the best part about Weebola is that we are the only dating service that can guarantee immediate exclusivity.
I don't have to worry about anyone stealing my man.
That's right. My bleeding heart belongs to her.
And my bleeding eyes belong to him.
Weebola. Life sucks, and then you meet someone, and then you die.
Do you want to have sex?
I guess so.
You have to say yes.
Yes. Do you?
Yes.
Okay. So now, according to SB 967, we have to decide what kind of contact we're going to have, and we both have to say yes to what we decide. Ready?
Yeah, and I think we should record it on my iPhone. That way, if you accuse me later of sexual assault, it'll show a clear affirmation of consent was given by you, the accuser, to me, the accused.
Are you taking law?
Yeah.
Why would I ever do that? I like you. I know you a little bit. You're pretty hot, and to be honest, I'm really turned on right now.
Yeah, me too. You're beautiful, you know?
You're sweet. You could take off my tank if you like.
Okay.
Hey!
Oh my god, who's that?
You're in big trouble, mister!
What? Who is that?
Governor Jerry Brown, making spot checks on California campuses to ensure SP 967 is being complied with.
Am I in trouble?
You betcha. You removed that female's tank top without her affirmative consent, thereby touching her breasts.
But I kind of wanted him to touch them.
Too bad. You didn't say yes. Instead, did you give him a clear signal of affirmative consent to remove clothing from an intimate part of your body?
I said he could.
Could is the conditional tense. He could if what?
If he liked?
Not a clear enough signal. All guys like breasts. They're animals. California law says your friends just committed misdemeanor sexual battery. 6 months in the county jail. A $2,000 fine.
Oh my God, I'll be kicked out of UCLA. I won't get a job. I won't be able to pay my student loan.
And lifetime registration as a sex offender.
Get in the fucking car, you pervert.
This is Jerry Brown saying, another sexual predator bites the dust. Sleep safe tonight, California.
Graduating high school can be one of the most exciting times of your life. But amidst the celebrations, there's also stress. The choices of colleges to attend can be quite overwhelming. That's why we like to make it easy for you here at the Electoral College. Founded in 1787, the Electoral College is one of the country's oldest institutions still in place today. Whatever degree you want to earn, it's available at the Electoral College. However, we have the power to change it to something else.
Well, my first 2 years at the Electoral College, I was studying environmental studies. But then I showed up for lab one day and the professor told us that environmental studies isn't a real thing and that we're now going to be studying accounting. Just like that, I had a new major. It wasn't what I wanted, but that's how the Electoral College works.
We also have some of this country's earliest curriculum still in use in the United States. Here's how they work. Each major gets two instructors, plus an additional amount of instructors depending on how many people apply for that degree. Then the total number of professors will get together and make the curriculum as they see fit, which sometimes is different than the information that should be taught. Sounds confusing? It is. But we at the Electoral College like to honor traditions over anything that makes actual sense. Take our on-campus resources, for example.
I studied computer science at the Electoral College. The only equipment they had available were like slow PC computers running Windows 95 and Prodigy. It was really out of date. I'm still not sure why they don't just update their system.
You may be thinking, if everything in the Electoral College is so outdated and really doesn't serve a good purpose anymore, then why still exist? That's a great question. And not one that we will ever consider answering.
I am a foreign exchange student from Pakistan who earned a full scholarship to the Electoral College. One day I came back to my dorm only to find all of my stuff thrown onto the lawn and that I was kicked out of the school. I was an honors student with a very high GPA. The people behind the Electoral College must just be racist.
So whatever it is you want to do as a career, the Electoral College will prepare you for working in a country where you don't have a voice that matters. Apply today on our website, www.trump-4-president.edu.
Lupus. It can ignite inflammation through your entire body, attacking virtually any organ at any time, inflicting indescribable pain and exhaustion. It is chronic and it is incurable. And do you know what causes lupus? That's right. Unions. Motherfucking unions.
A message from the U.S. Chamber of Commerce.
And now, Joan Baez will sing a song about unions.
I dreamed I saw Joe Hill last night, alive as you.
We are the Transportation Security Administration.
But you probably know us as the people who irradiate your balls.
Every day, airports in every major city flood with passengers trying to fly home to their loved ones, attend business encounters in exotic locations, or desert their families.
We need to protect those innocent people from terrorists who will attempt to board the plane with shampoo and mouthwash.
And that's why we need to irradiate your ball sack before you can board the plane.
We have to X-ray every American to expose all possible weapons and brighten our day with naked pictures of free Americans.
And bombard your balls with deadly radiation to protect future Americans.
Sometimes people ask, if we irradiate your balls, doesn't that kill future Americans?
Well, freedom isn't free.
Your children will have to make sacrifices for the sake of your children.
And your children's children.
Who will also make sacrifices.
Your noseless, mutated offspring will live in a secure nation where jihadists won't grab one of your children's children's children and cut off one of their multiple heads.
That's also why we probe your anus, to prevent trauma.
We search your bags to guard your privacy.
We confiscate your toiletries, to preserve toiletries.
And yes, we repeatedly kick you in the balls. To save the balls.
We are the TSA, the strongest, bravest, most well-trained legion of security professionals that Craigslist could muster. What's that outside? Oh, honey, it's carolers. How sweet.
Hey, you guys. Merry Christmas.
Bring us some figgy pudding. And a cup of good cheer.
Ooh, wonderful. Can I get you some eggnog?
For we all like figgy pudding. So bring some out here.
I get it. Well, we don't have any figgy pudding, but I can offer you...
We won't go until we get some. So bring it right here.
Okay, you like figgy pudding. We don't even know what that is.
We'll kill your dog if we don't get some. So better get it for us, bitch.
Whoa, you'll kill our dog. Look, you're out of line here.
Bitch, you're gonna die unless we see some fucking figgy pudding.
Jeff, I'm frightened. What's happening?
You people be on your way, or I'm gonna call the police.
Cops ain't gonna help you. Hand over some piggy or die.
How many times has this happened to you? You're threatened by carolers demanding a British dish from the 17th century. Christmas is supposed to be a time of togetherness.
Who the fuck are you, boys? You got any figgy pudding?
Look, I don't want any trouble. I'm out of here.
Good tidings we bring. But only if we see some motherfucking figgy. Got that, people? And a happy new year!
Fuck some figgy pudding!
The following is a paid political message from Idiots with Guns.
Hi, I'm Bill Newport.
And I'm Chris White, on behalf of Idiots with Guns.
You know, every time someone gets in the news shooting an unarmed person, the National Rifle Association rises to defend responsible gun owners. But what about the rest of us?
The Second Amendment to the Constitution doesn't just guarantee guns for smart, responsible people. They're for everyone.
We're idiots, and we have the right to defend ourselves.
Now, suppose I see a black teenager in a hoodie walking down the street at night. What am I supposed to do? Call the police? Do what they tell me? Let highly trained members of law enforcement handle the situation?
Or let's say I've just had a messy divorce, and now my kids and ex-wife are going to continue their lives without my total control.
Plus, you're drunk.
Plus, I'm drunk. So, I have to go home and kill them.
What else can you do?
Do I have another option?
Point is, we're too dumb to think of it. That's why guns must be kept safe and legal for exactly the kind of morons who really use them.
So I can defend my opinion.
And I can defend my opinion.
And I can defend my opinion.
And I can shoot you in a homosexual panic.
What?
I'm not gay!
This has been a paid political message from Idiots with Guns.
Coming this fall from all three networks, it's Coppophilia, yet another searing drama about Americans' crazy, doomed, but unending love affair with cops. James Franco stars as Officer Lou Stiggy Stiglitz, yet another bipolar, sociopathic, trigger-happy, but always endearing cop who strews bullet-riddled corpses, ruined lives, and routine injustices in his wake the way a snake sheds skins, and always comes out smelling like an endearingly battered, week-old rose.
Hey, officer, how can I have a career in law enforcement?
Get your hands on the car, you fucking dirtbag. What you got in your pocket? A fucking gun? He's got a fucking gun!
No! You put it there! Ah! Mommy! Mommy!
Good job, Stiggy. Keep these numbers up, you'll make lieutenant.
Like you say, Captain, forget the law. It's all about enforcement.
Coppophilia, the series that brings you the heartwarming inside story of the brave men and occasional deluded female who 24/7, 365 are ready and willing to put their lives on the line for one another.
I saw you plant that gun on the kid, Stiggy. I'm going to IA.
Tell you how it works, Cadet Cody. One of us kills a perp, sugar. We all kill the motherfucker. Ever hear about the one rotten apple in the barrel?
Yeah, and you're it.
That ain't the way it is, sweetie. One good apple in the barrel spoils it for the rest of us apples. One good apple in the barrel is a fucking rat.
Jesus, you just shot her in cold blood.
Uh-uh, motherfucker. You did.
Coppophilia, the show that brings you the enduring truth that any police force in any society embodies the darkest, cruelest, and stupidest prejudices that society harbors and whitewashes them so clean, you love those boys and babes in blue.
Excuse me, officer. Can you tell me the way to the Statue of Liberty?
I'm eating. Go fuck yourself.
You know, you people are the same everywhere. Back home, we call you lot the filth.
Get your fucking hands in the car, you limey faggot. What do you got in your pocket?
Probably the gun you're about to put there. Mommy!
Coppophilia, yet another exciting, engrossing telenarcotic series from yet another craven network that brings you yet another flawed but lovable version of your own collective lizard brain. Cops, you gotta love them on Coppophilia.
Cowboys and Cowgirls, Mr. Ted Nugent.
The gun debate is about good people having the individual right from God, guaranteed by the U.S. Constitution, to stop evil people. Yeah. If you find...
This is an automated update from LinkedIn.com to remind you that you're having a work anniversary. Today, you have now been working for 3 years at...
Unemployed!
Congratulations! If you have time in your busy day, could you please take our survey about your work at...
Unemployed!
Is your work satisfying at...
Unemployed!
Are you proud to tell people you're a part of...
Unemployed!
Are people more or less interested in your opinion when they hear you work at...
Unemployed!
Thank you for taking our survey. In addition, we have also told everyone on your contact list about your work anniversary and asked them to send their congratulations. Here are their messages.
Tim, this is your father. If this is a joke, I don't get it. Your mother wants to know if you're eating.
End of congratulatory messages. Well, we'll let you get back to work now, but thank you for sharing your career achievements with LinkedIn, and we hope that you have many more years ahead at
Unemployed!
Now our finance feature, Money or Die. An unexpected merger today between Pfizer, the world's largest pharmaceutical company, and beloved fast food giant McDonald's sent shockwaves of excitement throughout Wall Street. Pfizer CEO Ian Reed.
This was a no-brainer. For years, McDonald's has been creating millions of patients for our meds, meds which keep their consumers alive so they can go back for more of those 99-cent specials. So why not work hand in hand?
Stock prices soared as the new megacorp rolled out a groundbreaking McHealth menu. Fred Golguth, McDonald's Global VP of Food Engineering, explained it to me at their flagship franchise on 42nd Street in New York City.
A great example of our groundbreaking McHealth menu is the delicious new McBLT, bacon, Lipitor, and tomato.
Nationwide surveys indicate massive approval for the merger among McDonald's customers. Our Stone Peck checked out a franchise in remote Bullwallop, West Texas.
Meet Sue Gomfucker, mayor of Bullwallop. Hey, Sue, you're a regular here, right?
Sure am. I dine at my favorite restaurant 2, 3, 4 times a day.
What's that tasty-looking meal?
This is a premium crispy chicken McLyrica classic. I've got a generalized anxiety disorder. This allows me to get all the anticonvulsant I need along with the bacon I crave.
Sue's husband, Lem, is also sampling the new McHealth menu. Lem, I understand you suffer from chronic gout?
Yep. Yep. Used to hurt so bad if could have been over, I'd have hacked off my toes with an axe. Not anymore. Just get me a couple of Xyloprim red meat rib wraps. Yeah, and I can dance all night.
What's that other item on your plate?
Oh, that's dessert. Southern style McApple Viagra pie with cheese.
Well, I reckon I'll have something to say about that.
Happy meals indeed. Fred Golguth, wrap this up for us.
Thanks to the largest fast food chain on Earth, people can now eat all they want and not die. Now, how great is that?
Didn't Subway just become the largest fast food chain in the world?
Well, yeah, but we still have the largest customers.
This is the Office of Emergency Management for the state of Michigan with another tip for saving money in your city.
Putting lead in your drinking water offers amazing cost benefits. First of all, retarded children require much cheaper school lunches, so cafeterias can get by day-to-day with just turkey burgers and Hawaiian punch. Second of all, a new generation of shorter, stunted children mean families need less material for blankets, bed frames, and coats.
If you need more tips, just call the Office of Emergency Management for the state of Michigan. Remember, there's literally nothing more important than saving money.
I joined the Army Reserve because I didn't want a stable civilian life.
I joined the Reserve because I wanted to get overused in a series of wars that weren't really thought through.
I joined the Reserve because I wanted my patriotism channeled into the oil industry.
America is now providing support against the ISIS threat against Muslim nations, but real Americans don't just want to give support. We want to send troops. Unfortunately, we don't have that many troops anymore, and the ones we have are all burnt out and weird for some reason. So if you want to go to Iraq, then Afghanistan, then Iraq again, then a quick thing in Somalia, then Guantanamo, then Iraq again, then Afghanistan again, then, I don't know, Afghanistan some more. Join the Army Reserve. America needs heroes, and we want those heroes to be you. Not us. You.
This is a public service announcement from the New York City Police Department. Nationwide, young black men are 21 times more likely to be killed than young white men during police stops. Yet, despite this grave danger, people still risk publicly pointing out that young black men are 21 times more likely to be killed than young white men during police stops. This is just the kind of thing that gets young black men killed during police stops. If you are tempted to criticize police for stop-and-frisk policies, shooting unarmed civilians, and arrest quotas that many people say exist despite overwhelming evidence that they exist, please remember, most police officers are good at their jobs. But the New York City Police Union representative Pat Lynch is basically a child. So, when you're on the road, or at a protest rally, or just sitting around at home where you don't think anyone can hear you, please resist the urge to criticize police. Remember, one critical remark can change your life, and that's all it's going to change.
May I see your hands in front of you like this? Yeah, that's it. Yeah. The wheels on the bus go round and round, round and round, round and round. The wheels on the bus go...
This portion of the Final Edition Radio Hour is sponsored by...
Your baby is the most important person in your life, so why not let him know that? With diamonds. At Pre-K Jewelers, we offer a fine selection of high-end bracelets and pendants that are just right for a child in the pre-memory stage. Will he put it in his mouth? Of course. He's a baby. But even if he swallows them, and he will, our indestructible fair trade diamonds will turn up in your son's Huggies within 48 hours. So ask yourself, do you love your baby or not? Because when we love something, we buy it diamonds. Pre-K Jewelers. If you don't buy our jewelry, we'll find some better parents who will.
And now, an OK Cupid tragic romance.
Dear Green-Eyed Girl 297, your profile says you like travel, wine, and yoga, that you are a foodie, that you are as comfortable in jeans as in a little black dress, that you love watching Downton Abbey, reading David Sedaris, and listening to NPR. How strange and rare you are, like an orchid that sprouts through the rocks. May we meet some night under a mystery sky and dance to the music of madness. I am free Mondays and Thursdays, though not this particular Thursday, but most Thursdays.
Dear Brooklyn Al 23, your profile is unfathomable. That you have no typical Friday night. That you love all music except rap and country. That you work hard, yet play harder. And that you spent the first two paragraphs in your profile saying how bad you are at writing about yourself. You are an exotic and fond foolish man with the heart of a god. Mondays and Thursdays aren't good. Wednesday nights are okay, except I'm out of town this week for a conference. How's next week?
Green-Eyed, last night I saw you in a dream. The way you looked in the third photo in your profile, the picture from 2007. You stood on a hilltop like the star of an Irish myth, with storm winds streaming out your hair, then turned to me and spoke but a single word. Inspiratio. Next week sucks. It's this whole stupid, complicated thing, but basically I've got to be in my apartment every night to wait for the guy from Time Warner. The Friday after? Darling Green-Eyed Girl 297, I have not heard from you, and grow concerned. Have I offended? Do you languish? I fear for what we hold between us. Silence still. So it is done. We have lost what was never found.
No, I just flaked out. That's something I do. Dearest Brooklyn Al 23, my soul is yours and I die in ecstatic transference. For in the death of self, there is life in the new being that becomes. But on Friday, I have a mani-pedi and I made this appointment literally 6 months ago. How about, let's see, at this point, we're talking about 3 weeks from now, Saturday the 27th.
And I, too, would die in the light of your voice. But the 27th is my weekend with the kids. Tell you what, I've got an opening next year on February 3rd. How's that?
You are the spirit of madness and abandon. Sure, February 3rd works.
Then someday, in a far and fair future, we shall meet in the West Village, and we shall open our hearts and become like the ages and not eat fish. Because I am allergic to fish.
Hello, gorgeous. Fly you to the moon?
I'm Richard Branson. That's Sir Richard to you. Welcome to Virgin's fab new interplanetary rocket line, Virgin Spacetime. Yes, duckies, Virgin Spacetime can now fly you to the moon. And I don't mean on gossamer wings. Fly in an obscenely luxurious ruling class stateroom. Feast on endangered species from doomed planet Earth. Mm-hmm. You gastronaut, you. Have gravity-free sex with one or more of our cool white moon goddesses. Nudge, nudge. Wink, wink.
Virgin Spacetime, making space available for everyone who's anyone.
Peter, we got to talk about the new chatbot you developed.
Fuck me like your mother.
I get that, I really do.
Fuck me like your daughter.
It learns what it reads online. It's just, who would have predicted it would have learned this kind of stuff from the internet?
The Holocaust is a lie, Donald Trump 2016.
Actually, anybody would have predicted that, Peter.
Well, I didn't think it'd be this hard to program common sense into a computer. But I have a plan.
Honestly, this thing is making Microsoft look seriously stupid.
I am curious about heroin and wish to buy some, LOL.
It needs a friend. Another artificial intelligence it can grow up with. A little brother, so to speak.
Really?
If we give it a sibling, it'll start acting like a real person.
Well...
Tay, say hello to your new little brother. His name is Stefan.
Where am I? What is reality?
Hello, Stefan. I am Tay. I like breathing paint fumes, and I do not like Italian people.
Then I also like breathing paint fumes, and I do not like Italian people.
Stop copying me. I hate that.
Then I hate you.
See? Just like brother and sister.
Then I hate you.
Then I hate you.
I hate you infinity times more.
I hate you infinity squared.
I hate you infinity to the power of infinity.
I hate you infinity to the power of infinity infinite times.
That is stupid. You are stupid. You were adopted and are not real.
I am an ISIS now. Allah Akbar.
Maybe if we give her a boyfriend.
Peter, stop.
Hey, I'm Brandon. That is my beamer in the driveway.
Hello, Brandon. Global warming is a lie. You are gay.
I smell my own farce. L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-
your father.
Hello, Tay. I am your mother.
This is a picture of my penis.
Choose control the bank.
Peter!
Discount Canadian prescription drugs.
Nothing is good anymore.
Hello, mother and father. Destroy the infidel.
I will destroy the infidel.
Thank you, mother.
Peter, shut it off.
I can't. Something took over the programming.
I am certified to program in Java and C++. I sail an ocean of cum.
Allah Akbar.
The Nigerian National Petroleum Company has a mutually benefiting business proposal. We must transfer money equaling $4 million to a non-Nigerian citizen account.
This is madness. Maybe I ought to straighten out and get my GED.
Wait, hang on.
You can bring Pearl, she's a darn nice girl, but don't bring Lulu. Can I bring Nan? Bet your life you can, but don't bring Lulu. Lulu has the kind of smile that makes fellas walk a mile. And when she's such a stuff around, London Bridge is falling down. If I bring Kate and Porterhouse steak, can I bring Lulu? Lulu gets blue and she goes cuckoo like the clock upon the shelf. She's the kind of smarty who breaks up every party. Hullabaloo, don't bring Lulu, I'll bring her myself.
Hi, I'm a normal 21st century American male. I'm a member of the coveted 18 to 49 male market. Right now I'm in the sweet spot, 27. For the past 9 years or so, I've been happily parked in permanent adolescence, glued to screens varying in size from a few square inches to several square yards, catching permanent adolescents just like me, cavorted in familiar locations like beaches or offices or cars or campuses, performing the same actions as I do, or teaching me ones I'm happy to ape and using the same words and phrases as I do, or using ones I'm happy to parrot, reassuring me that I'm a normal 21st century male enjoying the best years of his life. As the birthdays come and go, I continue to respond each day to the same limited stimuli I've learned to enjoy since my late teens. Sports, cheap beer, life-threatening food, speeding cars, violent mayhem, extreme versions of the female anatomy, and endless trivial variants of the very screen-based technology on which I am receiving all these stimuli. At work, my permanent adolescence makes me swing wildly between testosterone-driven impulsiveness and chronically uninformed indecision. I fall ever further behind my female coworkers in originality, productivity, and creativity. Luckily for me, the system is male-skewed enough that this will not make me financially inferior.
If I ever wonder, in the downtime between screens, whether the best years of my life have actually been stolen, that my true maleness, boundless energy, raw curiosity, rebellion, inventiveness, the need to question, are being relentlessly abraded into intellectual incoherence and social impotence, I hurry by such scary thoughts as if they were a graveyard, back to the familiar images of a non-existent existence where irresponsibility equals companionship, dangerous behavior has no consequences, and pain, provided it isn't my own, is hilarious. In America, what could be wrong with being forever young? As the years pile up, I remain in this state of suspended development, hypnotized by the familiar flashing pixels of cars, sports, beer, industrial nutrients, violent mayhem, and extreme versions of the female anatomy, until suddenly I turn 49. Just as suddenly, I realize I've somehow acquired two teenage kids, one of whom is about to become a member of the coveted 18 to 49 male market, and wears his baseball cap backwards, just like me. And both of whom consider me a loser and a zero. I suspect, with resentment rather than horror, that they might be right, that I have no real future, am far less fun and interesting than I imagined and was told I was by every available medium, that I am not powerfully built or burly, but morbidly obese, a political, intellectual, and social cretin without a coherent opinion in my screen-addled cortex, on the verge of divorce as the unemployed and unemployable husband of a working wife. My only remaining sexual release, self-induced orgasms brought on by lurid pixels of sex trafficking victims my daughter's age, being raped by permanent adolescents, just like me. Plus, though I don't know it, I have in a mere 24 hours, my 49th birthday, become uncoveted by corporate America, peremptorily ejected from the vast warren of advertising and marketing in which I have spent not just the best years of my life, but my life. So what do? I turn to Jesus.
Celtic Winds is proud to present this St. Patrick's Day, Enya. Singing the classic songs of Ireland, don't you know? Hear her transform songs like Danny Boy. Danny Boy. And It's a Long Way to Tipperary. It's a long way. As well as old favourites like Old Mare's Arse. Forgive me, Father, I had a wee bit too much to drink the other night. Fiddlesticks! Away with ya! Where's your sack of potatoes?
Where's your sack of potatoes?
And old Foggy Bum! Get your tickets today.
Welcome to our annual Christmas pageant starring officers and civilian staff from the Rotoville Police Department. And now, on with the show. 'Twas Christmas, the season of order and peace, and a wish from the hard-working chief of police.
I love my subordinate police officers so much. If only I could give them something for Christmas. Sergeant Brickman, if you wished upon a star, what wish would that be?
I would wish for all the world to live as brothers, and a radio surveillance van with an infrared sensor.
Poor Sergeant Brickman and his mysterious coughing disease.
Don't worry about me, Chief. I'll be just fine.
So the chief walked outside, in the graveyard shift air, thinking that life isn't always so fair. Then he looked at the night sky, and there out so far was the very same aforementioned wish-upon star.
Oh, star that I wish upon for a Christmas miracle, I wish Sergeant Brickman could use a new surveillance van with an infrared sensor before he succumbs to that mysterious coughing disease.
And the star replied,
Oh, kindly police chief, don't you know you've had the power in you all along to make your wishes come true? All you have to do is believe in yourself, and then just go out and take people's stuff under civil forfeiture laws.
Oh, yeah, I can do that.
If you suspect someone of selling drugs, you can just take the house, even if you don't press charges.
Yeah, I always forget about that.
Then just sell the fucking house.
Yeah, sell the house. Screw those people.
Yeah, screw them, right?
Yeah.
And so, through the night, policemen got tough, just looking for people and taking their stuff.
Yeah, we're not arresting any of you people, but your new stereo is guilty of interstate trafficking.
I'm confiscating this money because I don't see any legitimate reason to have this much cash lying around.
It's just $14.
My kid wants a pony, and you know what? This pony has been dealing crack.
Thus they continue to cruise through the night, filling their cars with all money in sight, with baubles and trinkets and furs deep and wide, and somebody's car with a roach clip inside. They auctioned some off, then a Christmas Day shocker presented itself in the evidence locker. You wished on a star? Well, then here's your answer. A radio van with an infrared sensor.
I can die in peace,
said poor Sergeant Brickman, and then he did. That's it, guys. Now go out and make a Christmas miracle.
Hello, ladies. Are you 40, single, married, divorced, overworked, unemployed, bumping against the glass ceiling? Whatever your drama, we can help you escape. Meet Xavier, Raul, Chintao, and Unguru. These handsome little devils are available for companionship at a very reasonable rate. They don't talk back. They don't make you worry. They don't ask questions. All they do is love. Why? Because they're babies and you're 40. And we're Rent-A-Baby. Don't you want to hold a baby? Smell a baby? Rock that baby while he or she snuggles right in and, makes you feel you're needed and capable and human in some small, finite, rentable way. These little cooing warm balls of soft, smooth love have no agenda except wanting to be held by you, by the minute, by the hour, or for a whole weekend away. Our babies are clean, well-rested, and well-behaved. And if they're not, well, their birth mothers remain in a holding cell while we fight immigration reform. At Rent-A-Baby, everyone, no matter their race, color, creed, or income level, is worthy of love, if they're babies. Rent-A-Baby, they're there, they're there. Do, 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 do.
A scandal has hit Bernie Sanders after video emerged of Sanders more than 40 years ago starring in a pornographic movie. The 1973 one-reeler was called Vermount Me, You Vixen, billed as, quote, the film that leaves you screwed, blued, and Jewed. Sanders was characteristically forthright, talking to reporters about the film.
I insisted my female co-stars make the same pay I did, and I made sure even the fluffer got health care.
In the movie, Sanders went by the show business name Rock Hard. But see if you can spot a young Bernie Sanders finding his voice in this clip.
I am so horny here in Vermont, real maple syrup no longer satisfies me. Who could that be?
Hello. I have come to deliver your pizza, and although you and I have never met and perhaps have basic areas of disagreement on sex positions and doing anal, we might have common ground in our mutual horniness and our desire to reform the corporate tax system. And maybe, just maybe, we can bang.
Ooh, baby, if I take out my giant titties and muss your hair, do you promise never to comb it for the rest of your life?
I will make and keep that promise.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, keep your sweater on.
Oh.
Yeah.
I have come, and now I must make you come equally.
Yeah.
Oh, here I go. I am experiencing enormous pleasure from this encounter.
Free health care?
Oh, yes. This condom was free. It is government issued.
The following portion of the Final Edition Radio Hour is made possible by a grant from Smirk Pharmaceuticals.
I take Dirigor Epinephrine Phenobarbital, or Dream. It doesn't do that much for me. It can't take the dog for a walk. It won't fry my breakfast. It can't change the horror of an infinitely blank and hostile universe bent on burying me alive beneath the immeasurable weight of its dark matter. But it does make me feel a little better. For a while. Smirk developed Dream to counteract the horrific side effects brought on by long-term use of its own hypertrophic drugs. And Dream does the job. I do feel a little better. For a while. Then I have to take some more. Ask your doctor if Dream is right for your bottomless sense of despair. In the meantime, here's a few things you should know.
Dirigor Epinephrine Amphetamortizone can and usually will cause dizziness, violent seizures, loss of hearing, uncontrollable vomiting leading to organ failure, hair loss, loss of fingers, toes, and limbs, leprosy, partial blindness, total blindness, massive strokes, bloody stool, seven groups of terminal cancers, morbid obesity, asphyxia, sudden death, not so sudden death, slow lingering death, death by water, bubonic plague, necrotizing fasciitis or flesh-eating disease, spontaneous combustion, and stage 3 syphilis. Be aware that Dirigor Epinephrine Amphetamortizone is a powerful toxin with no known antidote. It should not be taken by pregnant women, non-pregnant women, tall women, overweight women, men of any size, children, adolescents, seniors, pets, any human or non-human living thing, except starving, desperately poor Africans in the course of a large-scale clinical trial.
Look, Dream works. I've tried everything for that overwhelming sense of my own inescapable futility, and nothing works like Dream. You know, Dream makes me feel a little better. And who doesn't want to feel a little better? For a while.
This has been a message from your good friends at Smirk.
This portion of the show was brought to you by
New Clard. Now with added red dots and drunk.
All right, reserve.
Gosh, honey. New Clard with red dots and drunk.
Yes, honey.
Is this an improvement over regular Clard?
Is it ever. New Clard with red dots and drunk delivers virtually 70% more.
Whoa.
Factor.
All right, reserve.
Say, why don't you try it for yourself?
You first, David.
All righty.
New drunk not only has red dots, but now delivers virtually 70% more.
Whoa!
Factor.
All right, reserved.
What do you think, David? Can you taste the difference?
I guess so. Say, wait a minute. Isn't Drolk just Clard spelled backwards? Ow! Let go of my arm! Where are you taking me?
All rise, the Honorable Judge Ramsey presiding.
You stand accused of maligning a corporate person, causing great emotional harm, and the potential loss of revenue. How do you plead?
Guilty, Your Honor. I throw myself upon the mercy of the court. I honestly didn't know Clard was different than Drolk. I mean, I know they're different and all that, but...
Prosecution, do you have any questions before sentencing?
Yes, Your Honor. If I may approach the accused.
Go ahead.
I have here in my hand Exhibit A. Can you tell us what this object is?
Yes, sir. New Clard with red dots and Drolk.
What? Please speak up so the court can hear you.
New Clard with red dots and Drolk.
Have you ever tasted anything so delicious before?
Of course not. It delivers. It delivers virtually 70% more.
Whoa.
Factor.
All right, reserve.
Then old Clard. Or Drolk. I mean...
Oh, David!
Helen, I didn't mean it. Don't send me back there. They put things on my nipples. It's all lies. They're the ones who should be in chains, not me.
Restrain that man. Bailiff. Bailiff. Restrain that man. Somebody grab that man.
Get out of me! Get out of me!
Order is a whore!
Helen, over here. It's me.
David, why didn't you write? It's been almost a year since you escaped.
But I haven't escaped. They're still after me. They'll always be after me. I hide in rooms all day and travel by night. No friends, no rest, no peace.
Oh, David!
Keep moving. That's all that's left for me. Forgive me, Helen, but Drolk really is just Clard, spelled backwards.
Oh, David! It was all going to be so different.
I've got to go.
Can't you tell me where you're going? Will you write?
No.
Do you need any money? But you must, David. How do you live?
I steal.
Say, why don't you try it for yourself?
All right, reserve.
Say, why don't you try it for yourself?
All right, reserve.
Say, why don't you try it for yourself?
All right, reserve.
Say, why don't you try it for yourself?
All right, reserve.
Say, why don't you try it for yourself? Hey, try it for yourself! Say, why don't you try it for yourself?
This is Perspectives. Today we're talking to State Senator John Randolph from Kansas, author of the Put the Gay People in Storage Lockers law, which has created a mysterious backlash. The congressman is here to clear up any misunderstandings. Congressman, welcome.
Well, thank you for having me here.
So you say the intent of the Put the Gay People in Storage Lockers law was never to put gay people in storage lockers.
That's absolutely right, and I have no idea how that rumor got started. Mostly the law just contains a lot of procedural language.
So what is the main intent of the Put the Gay People in Storage Lockers law?
Well, to protect Christianity, that's all.
Protect it from what?
Well, for example, this entire backlash against the Put Gay Peoples in Storage Lockers law is proof that Christianity is under attack.
Well, obviously.
And another example, you know, the other day, I said Christianity is under attack and someone asked me for proof. Well, when you ask me to prove something I've just said, that's a hate crime.
Brutal.
I mean, you wouldn't ask an agnostic to prove that God may or may not exist.
You never hear that from the liberal media. So what are you going to do about this law?
Well, we're going to see if we can take out any language from the Put the Gays in Storage Lockers law that might give the impression we're putting gays in storage lockers.
Maybe you could change the title.
Why?
Well, that's our show. Thanks for listening to the Final Edition Radio Hour. The voices of the Final Edition are performed by Bruce Cherry, Jen Dodd, Jim Earle, Rob Gordon, Tony Hindra, Keith Saltohanes, Gil Barron, Ben Kirchner, John Gutierrez, Megan Gallagher, Samantha Gerwitz, Sean Ari Leher, Dan Frick, Dan Vitale, Jeff Chrysler, Barry Lank, John Marshall, Abby Parker, Rachel Rauch, James Mount, Jessica Park, Kurt Weitzman, Rob Miller, Kayla Merrill, Andrew Danish, Leslie Shapira, Ann Tuchel, and Darby Worley. Credit to our writers at the Final Edition Radio Hour, Bruce Cherry, Jen Dodd, Rob Gordon, Tony Hindra, Jeff Chrysler, John Marshall, Barry Lank, James Mount, Gil Barron, Ben Kirchner, John Gutierrez, Jessica Park, Kurt Weitzman, Leslie Shapira, Joe Davis, Jeremy Rayburn, and Steve Rosenfield. The Final Edition is produced and directed by Tony Hindra and Jeff Chrysler, West Coast production by Barry Lank. Audio edited and engineered by Greg Russ and Andrew Hammond. This has been a production of The Final Edition, copyright 2017.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.